Report: Britain's neutral civil service infested with radical ideas on tackling whiteness. By Virginia Hale on September 7, 2020. Britain's civil service, supposedly a politically neutral body, has become infested with explicitly anti-white doctrines, a veteran journalist has revealed. Charles Moore disclosed in The Telegraph on Friday how senior civil servants praised the Black Lives Matter BLM movement and hailed plans for tackling the whiteness of senior Whitehall. In one example, the permanent secretary of the Ministry of Justice, Sir Richard Heaton, reportedly wrote on behalf of his department, "We must be clear in the workplace that racism and inequality are enemies we must keep fighting. It's why the Black Lives Matter movement is so important. And that it's not enough to be passively anti-racist, we must take a stand, and we must take action." The writer and former newspaper editor noted a number of ways in which critical race theory has become embedded in the civil service, with one organization entitled Project Race asserting that color blindness and meritocracy are tools of maintaining white power. Set up in 2015, Project Race produces a stream of race ambassadors in the civil service, 50 in the Ministry of Justice alone, who Moore says ensure that civil service staff are taught about unconscious bias, white supremacy and microaggressions, etc. He writes, "One unmistakable aspect of these doctrines is that they are explicitly anti-white. They identify all the problems of black people as deriving from white people, all the goodwill of white people as bogus or useless, and all the evils from which black people suffer as inherent in white people simply because they are white." Stating that the Mandarin's endorsement of BLM was not an idiosyncratic one-off, Moore urged the new cabinet secretary, Simon Case, to look seriously at organizations and ideologies within the civil service which advance under friendly words like inclusion and diversity, but leave simple fairness far behind, noting that the body's impartiality is already seriously in question. Breitbart London reported in July News that the so-called Conservative Home Secretary Preeti Patel ordered moves to make the Home Office more diverse and more compassionate, with staff given mandatory training on the history of migration and race in this country. On Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump ordered an end to the use of critical race theory in the federal government, with a memo declaring that the divisive, false, and demeaning doctrine was contrary to all we stand for as Americans. In a two-page document written by Office of Management and Budget Director Russell Vaught, agencies were directed to begin to identify all contracts or other agency spending related to any training on critical race theory, white privilege, or any other training or propaganda effort that teaches or suggests either 1. That the United States is an inherently racist or evil country or 2. That any race or ethnicity is inherently racist or evil. The order came after an investigation by Discovery Institute research fellow Chris Rufo revealed that critical race theory has pervaded every institution in the federal government, becoming the default ideology of the federal bureaucracy, which is now being weaponized against the American people. Denouncing the doctrine as a destructive, divisive, and pseudoscientific ideology, Rufo highlighted examples where white male employees were forced to write letters of apology to women and non-white people, of white male re-education camps, and of diversity trainers declaring America to be a white supremacist nation. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.